आदरणीय श्रोता बिन्द नमस्कार। नेपाल सरकार शिक्षा मन्त्रालय शैक्षिक जनशक्ति विकास केन्द्र सानो ठिमी भक्तपुरबाट सञ्चालित शैक्षिक कार्यक्रममा यहाँहरूलाई हार्दिक स्वागत। यो कार्यक्रम रेडियो नेपालबाट बेलुकी 7 बजेको समाचारपछि प्रसारण हुँदै आइरहेको छ। श्रोताबिन्द, यो कार्यक्रम यहाँहरूले चाहेको समयमा शैक्षिक जनशक्ति विकास केन्द्रको वेबसाइट www.nced.gov.np मा सुन्न सक्नुहुनेछ।
आदरणीय श्रोतावृन्द, आजको कार्यक्रममा हामी प्रस्तुत गर्न गइरहेका छौं माध्यमिक तहको अंग्रेजी विषयमा भएको छलफल।
वेलकम टू द स्टुडेन्ट सपोर्ट प्रोग्राम अंडर एजुकेशनल रेडियो प्रोग्राम प्रोड्यूस्ड बाई नेशनल सेन्टर फर एजुकेशनल डेभलपमेन्ट और एनसीईआरटी। दिस एपिसोड इज टार्गेटेड फर द स्टुडेन्ट्स एण्ड टीचर्स अफ सेकेन्डरी लेभल। Students, do you have any rules to follow at your school? We do have some. I remember a couple of them. Students must be in neat and clean uniforms. Coming late is strictly prohibited. Can you remember some of the rules you have to follow at your school? I'm sure you have thought of some of the rules at your school. Schools, colleges, libraries, clubs, exam halls, hospitals, and many other public places have their own rules and regulations. Sometimes the rules are printed, put in a place for everyone to see and follow. Have you ever seen such sets of rules?
Good morning, students. Please keep silence.
Good morning.
From today on, you can use the library, but you have to follow some rules. Can you see them on the wall?
Where, miss?
To your left, Buddha.
Yes, I can see them. The rules on...
Okay, I'll read them for you one by one, and if you don't understand any, you can ask me.
Okay, miss.
Number one. Making noise is strictly prohibited in the library.
What does that mean, miss?
It means you must not make noise in the library.
That means we must keep silence, yes?
Yes, you're right, Indramaya. Number two is you are not allowed to borrow books without library cards.
What does that mean, miss? Does it mean we must show library cards to borrow books?
Yes, you're right, Pemba. Number three is students are not allowed to take the books from the safe without permission.
That means we must not take the books without permission.
Buddha, you are absolutely right. Number four is, books borrowed must be returned within a week. If delayed, a fine of ₹5 will be charged per day.
What does that mean, Miss Tresta?
It means you must not keep the borrowed books for more than a week. If you do that, a fine of ₹5 will be charged per day.
I see. What does the last rule mean?
The last rule is, writing on the books borrowed or tearing the pages is forbidden. If done so, the price of the book shall be raised from the concerned. It means you must not write anything on the book and you must keep the book safely. If you damage the books, you'll have to pay the price of the book.
Thank you, miss. We understand the rules properly. By the way, can I borrow books now? I have got the library card with me here.
Sorry, Indramaya. Books will be issued from tomorrow only.
Students, did you listen to the librarian telling the library rules? Their English teacher is waiting for them to come to the class. Let's listen what he has to say.
Good afternoon, class.
Good afternoon, sir.
You are late for your class. Where did you go?
Sir, we were in the library. Miss Shrestha called us dear.
Why did she call you? Did she tell you anything important?
Yes, sir. She told us some library rules. Our library is big and rich. No, sir.
So you all listen and read the library rules, didn't you? Can anybody tell me one of the rules you have to follow in the library?
Yes, sir.
Well, first, Pemba will tell us one of the library rules, okay? Pemba, go ahead.
Making noises strictly prohibited in the library.
Great. Seems Miss Shrestha has taught the rules very well. Buddha, can we say the same thing in the other way too?
Yes, sir. We can also say students are not allowed to make a noise in the library.
Excellent.
Sir, we can also say making noise is forbidden in the library, can't we?
Yes, Pemba, you are right. We can even say students must not make noise in the library, can't we?
Yes, sir. Miss Shrestha also said to us, you must not make a noise in the library.
Did she? Now, Indramaya, do you remember any other rule you have to follow in the library?
Yes, sir. You are not allowed to borrow books without library card.
Sir, we can also say the same thing as borrowing books is not allowed without library cards, can't we?
Yes, we can. Is there any other way to say the same thing, Pemba?
Yes. No books can't be borrowed without library cards.
Yes, we can say that way too. Now I want you to help me to write. I'm writing the different ways of making rules on the board. Students must or students must not do something.
Sir, please write down doing something is not allowed. We can make rule that way too, can't we?
Yes, doing something is not allowed. Doing something is not permitted. Doing something is strictly prohibited. Doing something is forbidden.
Sir, can't we make a rule saying students are not allowed to do something?
Yes, Buddha, I'm writing that too. Students are not allowed to do something. Now look at the different structures on the board and each of you make one rule using one of the structures.
Sir, what rules should we make? Is it about the library, sir?
You should make the rules for our school.
Sir, I have written.
I have also finished one, sir.
Excellent. But let's wait till everyone finishes.
I have also written one, sir. Can I read it out?
Okay. Everyone seems to have finished. Go ahead, Indramaya.
Wearing our dress to school is strictly prohibited.
Well done, Indramaya. Pemba, what is your rule?
Sir, mine is, students are not allowed to come late for school.
Sir, my rule is, students must be present in the assembly for prayer.
Can I say one rule myself? Mine is, speaking Nepali language in English class is forbidden.
Yes, sir, you are right.
Students, the time is over. I want you to write all the rules you made in one place using number 1, 2, 3, 4, etc. Add one or two more and bring the complete set to me tomorrow. That's your homework. Goodbye for now.
Bye, sir. See you.
Students, did you listen to the conversation between librarian and the students Pemba, Buddha, and Indramaya first, and then the teacher, Mr. Joshi, and the students? Hope you have understood how to write rules and regulations as Pemba, Buddha, and Indramaya. If so, you can try the exercise number 5 on page 84 of your textbook. Bye for now, and meet you in the next lesson. Dear listeners, we hope that you might have been benefited from today's episode. We remind you to listen to our educational program every day at this time, 7:30 p.m. You can listen or download our program from our website, www.nced.gov.np. If you have any comments, please feel free to send us. Our email address is radiodeol@gmail.com and post box number is 2145 Kathmandu, Nepal. Goodbye.
अब हामी प्रस्तुत गर्न गइरहेका छौं शैक्षिक जनशक्ति विकास केन्द्रको शैक्षिक रेडियो कार्यक्रम प्रसारण सम्बन्धी जानकारी। शिक्षक विद्यार्थी अभिभावक शिक्षा कर्मी र सर्वसाधारण सबैको लागि उपयोगी हुने सामग्री समावेश गरी तयार पारिएको शैक्षिक रेडियो कार्यक्रम रेडियो नेपालबाट बेलुकी 7:30 बजेदेखि 7:45 बजेसम्म नियमित रूपमा सुनी आफ्नो कार्यक्षेत्रमा उपयोग गर्ने बानीको विकास गर्नुहुन अनुरोध गरिन्छ। साथै यहाँहरूबाट कार्यक्रम सम्बन्धी रचनात्मक सुझावको समेत अपेक्षा गर्दछौं। शैक्षिक रेडियो कार्यक्रम यस प्रकार प्रसारण गरिनेछ। कक्षा 10 को लागि आइतबार अंग्रेजी विषय, सोमबार हरेक महिनाको पहिलो र दोस्रो हप्ता गणित विषय, तेस्रो र चौथो हप्ता नेपाली विषय, मंगलबार विज्ञान विषय, बिहीबार हरेक महिनाको पहिलो दोस्रो र तेस्रो हप्ता सामाजिक अध्ययन विषय र चौथो हप्ता स्वास्थ्य जनसंख्या तथा वातावरण शिक्षा विषय प्रसारण गरिनेछ। कक्षा 8 को लागि शुक्रबार हरेक महिनाको पहिलो हप्ता अंग्रेजी विषय, दोस्रो हप्ता गणित विषय, तेस्रो हप्ता विज्ञान र चौथो हप्ता नेपाली विषय प्रसारण गरिनेछ। यसै गरी बुधबार र शनिबार समसामयिक शैक्षिक गतिविधि, रेडियो रिपोर्ट, अन्तर्वार्ता, छलफल, रेडियो नाटक र शैक्षिक सूचना सम्बन्धी विविध जानकारी प्रसारण हुनेछ। साथै शैक्षिक रेडियो कार्यक्रम अन्य दिनको हकमा भोलिपल्ट दिउँसो 1:30 बजेदेखि र शनिबार दिउँसो 2 बजेको अंग्रेजी समाचारपछि रेडियो नेपालबाट पुनः प्रसारण गरिनेछ। शैक्षिक जनशक्ति विकास केन्द्रबाट प्रसारण गरिएका कार्यक्रमहरू यस केन्द्रको वेबसाइट www.ncad.gov.np मा पनि सुन्न सकिनेछ र हाम्रो फेसबुक पेज हो www.facebook.com/radiodistance। श्रोता, अब हामी प्रस्तुत गर्दैछौ बाल गीत। गीतको बोल छ, कति राम्रो छाया कति राम्रो घाम। श्रोतावृन्द, आजको कार्यक्रम यहाँहरूलाई कस्तो लाग्यो? यस कार्यक्रमलाई रोचक र प्रभावकारी बनाउन यहाँहरूको सुझाव, सल्लाह र सहयोगको अपेक्षा गर्दछौ। शिक्षाप्रद लेख रचनाहरू पठाउनु हुन समेत अनुरोध गर्दछौ। हाम्रो पत्राचार गर्ने ठेगाना रहेको छ शैक्षिक जनशक्ति विकास केन्द्र, सानो ठिमी, भक्तपुर, पोस्ट बक्स नम्बर 2145 अर्थात 2145 काठमाडौँ। हामीलाई इमेल गर्ने ठेगाना हो radiodeol@gmail.com। हवस् त, आजको यस शैक्षिक कार्यक्रमबाट हामी सबैलाई बिदा दिनुहोस्। नमस्कार।